As West Virginia surpasses 2,800 positive cases of the coronavirus, there have been several scares, hotspots, and outbreaks, most recently in churches. Emily Allen spoke with several religious leaders throughout the state last week about how they're handling the pandemic at their places of worship.
Pastor John Wyatt in Raynell, Greenbrier County, had reopened his churches for 3 weeks when he got the news. The Greystone Baptist Church in Ronsevert, on the other side of the county, had a COVID-19 outbreak. On Wednesday, June 19th, the county health department said there were 47 active cases of COVID-19 linked to Greystone. Just like that, Wyatt says, he's back to offering virtual services.
Today, the church house is empty again because of the coronavirus.
You just don't know what to do. I mean, this virus is lurking out there. And I'm not being too overly cautious either.
All over the state, various places of worship are debating. Can they reopen safely with guidelines for social distancing and mask wearing? Or are the stakes too high?
You know, I'm not in this real huge hurry.
This is Reverend James Patterson from the Church of Nazarene and Institute outside Charleston. He hasn't met with his congregation for a Sunday morning service since March.
I just want the people of God to be safe. I just want them to be healthy. And I want them to be spiritually fed and to be spiritually cared for.
Patterson, who is Black, represents faith communities on a state task force for racial disparities in COVID-19. In that role, he says, he has learned Black West Virginians are disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Only 3.5% of the state's population is Black. Yet the Black population accounts for roughly 7% of the state's coronavirus cases.
So as a pastor, one of my main concerns is that why should I, you know, tempt fate and expose people to a likely disease that could potentially kill them?
Reverend Jeffrey Canode in Alderson, Greenbrier County, says to him the situation is a matter of do no harm. Canode pastors 3 United Methodist churches around Alderson. He held one in-person service outside for the first time in 3 months, the week before the Greystone outbreak.
Certainly we understood that we needed to take a step back, and there was no question among the people that I talked to, the church leadership, that's something that we needed to do.
Canode's church is back to holding virtual services only.
After consulting with several leaders from all 3 churches, we came to the consensus yesterday that due to the outbreak...
You know, it was emotionally devastating, I think, for some people to have been back together and then to have to return to virtual worship.
David Johnston in Athens, Mercer County, still hasn't had an in-person service. Johnston is also a Methodist pastor at the Concord United Methodist Church. He says that he and church members miss singing, fellowship, hanging out after Sunday service. The type of things even churches that have reopened aren't supposed to be doing because they can hasten the spread of the coronavirus.
You know, at the end of the day, when you look at what we can't do and what we can do, I think what people are craving in getting back to church, we're not going to be able to do any of it anyway.
In South Charleston, Ibtisam Subarazi says the Islamic Association of West Virginia has resumed Friday prayer sessions at the local mosque.
So you can see we even marked the floor here, 6 feet apart.
It's not the same, she says, but it's an important step after weeks of virtual prayer.
We all are sort of like each other's family. Some of us been together for 30, 40 years in this area. And so this kind of family type connection that we feel close to each other is very important to us.
Like others, Barazi says her mosque was closed and they were conducting services over the internet from March to June. That included the entire month of Ramadan.
Normally, you'll see this place completely full in Ramadan with tables and worshipers who break their fast together. We didn't do that this Ramadan.
Barazi says they worshipped the whole month over the internet.
This Ramadan actually helped us refocus our thinking and worship and spiritual feelings toward the real religion, which is the worship and the connection with the Lord.
Catholic leaders in West Virginia reopened their churches on May 23rd for in-person services. They agreed to reopen with face mask requirements and social distancing. In Pocahontas County, a little to the east of Greenbrier, Father Arthur Bufagel says most people are adhering to the standards, but for his small rural churches, it has been an adjustment.
You know, in a big city, in a church, a lot of times people really don't know each other. And here, our experience is normally at the end of Mass, people just hang around and generally people bring food and we, you know, people chat and can go on for half an hour, an hour.
When people ask how long they can go on doing this, not sharing food, fellowship, singing, fully embracing their community, Father Arthur says he wishes he knew what to expect from this virus.
I hope we go back to normal. Sooner the better. But, you know, it's longer than I thought it'd be already. Right? I think longer than most people thought it would be. So, you know, I can't predict.
There have been 7 reported church-related outbreaks in West Virginia since March. County health departments continue to track all kinds of locations and gathering points for potential community spread. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.